Hello and welcome back to another episode of Locked In Binging with your host, Drea. I haven't been doing my podcast, for a while now. But since I'm jumping back into it, I did binge a few shows. Like, it was pretty bad. I had a 3-day weekend, so yeah, I binged a lot of shows. But today, we're going to talk about the Prime TV show, Shiny Happy People, about the Duggar family and their little dirty secrets that they got. So, if you don't know the Duggar family, they came out in 2008 with their show 14 and counting, 16, 17, all those countings. I remember 19 and counting. I don't know how these people got like so many episodes, so many shows. I don't know how they did that, how they managed to do that. Why do we care? It's a serious question. Shiny Happy People apparently was a shocking revelation for everyone, which I don't understand how it was shocking, because it's just like every other story. It's literally like The Handmaid's Tale. Men being in control of women, taking their rights, literally making them do everything that they don't want to do, and everything under the sun. The man who was like in charge of everything, he literally was telling people to have as many kids as you can, because that's like more blessings for you. Man, they don't even have any kids. He does not have a wife. How are you giving advice about that? That just doesn't add up. Let's start at the beginning of why this TV series even came out. So, out of the 19 kids and counting, the oldest, and Josh is his name, this man, like, he got arrested for like child pornography that they found on his computer. When you watch this documentary, you learn all their little secrets about their like little cult that they got. Number one, they have like a whole book about like slut shaming, and they want their children to pick out the eye traps, is what they call it. So God forbid you have a slit in your dress, you are trying to trap a man, and anything that happens to you is your fault, because you did not have to dress like that. Nobody told you to do that. For some reason, America trusted someone named Jim Bob. Y'all should be slapped right then and there, because no, Jim Bob is not a name that I would trust. The fact that his wife Michelle allowed these things to happen and didn't say anything, I mean, I get it, you're in a cult and whatnot, but come on now, you're doing too much. You got 19 kids. How did she keep her cool like that? It's disgusting, the things that came out of this whole documentary. It's a shame how many people have had to suffer, and how many people are probably still suffering that we don't know about, because they're just like going about their ways and they're like, we're not gonna be like them, we're not gonna do that. The Duggar family, honestly, like, the girls, you feel so bad for the girls, because the boys have all these freedoms and stuff. They get money. The girls just labor all day, work all day, giving birth, and don't get paid for nothing. Like, Jim Bob, this man said that his daughter will give birth on live TV, and she did, and she did not get any money. Her and her husband were not allowed to go to TLC and ask for their money. They could not ask for their money because they're using her dad's lawyer or whatever. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me. Like, they didn't get no money. All that money that Jim Bob was making, like, it was not going to anybody. He is the true villain out of this whole thing. I don't care what anyone says. He's a true villain. Their principles are, there's like an umbrella. So it's Christ first, husband under that, wife is under that, and then children is under wife. So basically, the wife takes care of the children and she takes care of the husband, but the husband protects the family, and then he listens to God and yada yada. Now, the wife's duties, honestly, like, again, It's giving slavery to me. That's what it's giving. Slavery. I could not I don't understand how she could do that. How she laid there and had 19 children with him. How she do that? Why did she do that? The world may never know. But we do know. Because that man said, the more children you have, the more blessed you are. Ain't nobody got time for that. 19 damn kids. I just can't. And they had this crazy training. The ATI. Advanced Training Institute. It was a curriculum designed specifically for parents to homeschool their children. The program consisted of 3,000 pages of what was referred to as wisdom booklets, all based on the Sermon on the Mount. Right? Now, what really stuck out to me is that, you know, I don't like math. Okay? I don't like doing math. I'll do it if I have to, but I'd rather just not. The women, they were not taught like all aspects of math. They were taught fractions. And at one point in the documentary, some man said that his friend wasn't like really allowed to learn like math and stuff like that. She just learned like fractions. And her dad said, you just use fractions for cooking, so that's good enough. Good enough? What do you mean? What do you mean that's good enough? What if I don't want to bake? What if she's like a terrible baker? Number one, I'd be messing up those fractions at all times. Just to be spiteful. I'm just saying, like, and that what really, really stuck out to me is that these kids behaved on television as if they were like they were perfectly good kids, you know? No kid is perfect. No human being is perfect. So it was strange. But now I know why they were acting that way. Michelle would say, I think you need some encouragement. And encouragement meant, I think you need your ass whooped. So if you weren't doing what they expected you to be doing, then you were getting some encouragement. Another thing that was like really crazy is that the family, not the whole family, but the mom and the dad, Jim Bob and Michelle, they knew that Josh had did what he did, and they were just gonna let him trap some girl and wait for him to confess to her so she could be trapped. That's not okay. That's not all right. That is entrapment. And I don't think that they really thought that through. They didn't ever think this was gonna get out, and it did. Like I said, I haven't done a podcast in so long. My mind is all over the place. I am sorry. I'm trying to get my footing. But still, this show it's worth a watch. Definitely. I'm sure you guys all know the whole like story about it. Because again, people were like so obsessed with this fucking show. Because remember, it was 19 kids and counting. Kate plus 8. It was all kinds of things, you know. His mind, ours, I don't even know. There was all kinds of big families just coming together for whatever reason. And they just want everyone in America to be like that. But no. Or we're just watching in fascination because we know damn well that we are not going to be doing that. Like, it just didn't make any sense. And apparently Jim Bob was working all these damn odd jobs just to pay for, like, their living situation. Like, what? What did you keep having kids for? If you can't afford it, stop doing it. The hell? You need to watch it. That's what's left to say. It's on Prime TV, Prime Video, whatever the hell that thing is called. Oh, I picked up a new hobby. I don't remember if I said that or not in my last podcast. So if I did, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it again. I picked up a new hobby, roller skating. I've been busting my ass every day. And I don't mean like working hard at it. I mean like literally falling and busting my ass. Like my butt hurts. I hurt my elbow the other day. It's finally healing. But like my pride hurt because I really genuinely want to spin. I want to spin. That's all I want to do. I'm really just tired of trying to spin and hurting myself. But I'm getting closer. Today I took my toe stops off. I mean, I put them back on, but I took them off because I wanted to see if it would be easier for me to spin without them. And I was getting somewhere. All right. I was getting somewhere and I was having fun. That's what I was doing. This week has been hard. Every week is hard. I feel like I said in every podcast, every week is hard. Every single week is always a new challenge that I have to deal with. I feel like I'm in a video game and I'm just never gonna win. I'm always in a new level and I'm exhausted. Okay, I'm tired of fighting everything and everyone. I'm tired of it. I'm just saying, I'm tired of it. I've been trying to drink enough water, take enough steps, close my rings every day. There's too much that I'm trying to do and I'm over it. My one coworker, bro, she fucking speed reads through all these goddamn books, and I want to be like that, but I can't do it. And I'm reading this book right now that's like 530 pages. I should have had it done already. I looked at my story graph because I keep track of that, because I just want to, you know, make sure that I read the books that I'm reading. I'm trying to reach a goal of 12 books, okay? And I started this book May 31st. Girl, it is June 21st, and I am not done, because I have to be forgetting, okay? But I'm really trying so hard to read this book. It's not a bad book either. It's a really good book. It's like the perfect genre that I like. It's like the perfect story that I like. I'm just, you know, I got a lot going on. A lot of clutter in my mind. I can barely remember what's going on, okay? My son's about to go into big school. Like, I just can't with myself. I want to make music, and I haven't done that in such a long time. I'm still trying to figure out how to, I don't even know, set up my podcast. This is like, I just feel like it's all over the place. And I don't know if anybody likes that or not, but like, I just feel like it's unprofessional. And I'm not a professional, and you know that. You guys all know that I'm not a professional. So yeah. Other than that, work has been, why am I talking about work? Oh my God. It's like it follows me. Other than that, like, you know, roller skating is fucking hard, you know, hard as shit. I don't know what I was thinking when I bought that. Yes, I do. I do know what I was thinking. I had a vision of me doing my music video that I am currently working on. And I had a vision that I'm going to spin in a part of the video. I literally got those roller skates just to learn how to spin, so I could spin in my video. But I mean, also probably like do some skating scenes and whatever. I also just miss doing things outside. I feel like I'm always inside because I don't want to be outside. And then yesterday proved the point of why I don't want to be outside. This freaking bug was on my arm. I swear to God, it was biting me. And I don't like killing bugs, but I tried to kill it. I had my finger on it, and it did not die. Okay? I don't know what kind of bug it was, because it was not a cockroach. It was some little black bug. And I was like, oh my God, is it a tick? Am I going to have Lyme's disease? I don't know. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is happening. I am just, I'm overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. I'm very overwhelmed. I'm very tired. And, you know, I had all these plans to be like, I'm gonna have this podcast done on Monday, because I had an extra day, and I never got around to it, because I feel like now I'm rushing myself, and that's why it's gonna be all over the place. Documentary's gonna be all over the place, because I just don't know what the fuck I am doing anymore. Oh yeah, so since I'm recording this today, I'm gonna just say it for tomorrow. I'm gonna say happy birthday to my best friend Denise. You know, enjoy your birthday, pregnant, enjoy that. And happy anniversary to my other half, who annoys me. I love you to death, but it's been 8 years. Okay, 8 long years. Yeah, I'm like I said before, I know I've said it many times, I'm trying to get structure. I'm definitely gonna, next week, I swear, I'm gonna have some type of organization in this podcast. How? I don't know, but we're gonna figure it out together. Because I know I'm all over the place. I know that. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to focus on one thing. I'm exhausted, okay? And I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again because I'm tired. But that's the norm. That is the life that I live. I'm always tired. Always. That's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. Don't forget, new episodes come out on Thursdays. Thanks for listening.